Assalamu alaikum and welcome to the Central Media Office of Hizb al-Tahrir's English podcast. Al-Wari Magazine, issue 478, 40th year, Dhul Qa'dah, 1447 AH, corresponding to May 2026 CE. Rayyan Isa, Iraq. The Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, prayed for him after he was laid to rest in his grave.
Allahumma inni asbahtu radiyan an farda an.
O Allah, I am pleased with him this morning, so be pleased with him. Dhul Bijadain was the noble companion Abdullah ibn Abd al-Nahim, ibn Afif, ibn Suhaim, ibn Adi, ibn Thalaba, ibn Sa'd, ibn Adi, ibn Uthman, ibn Amr al-Muzni. May Allah be pleased with him. He was a close companion of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and one of the people of the Suffah, the poor among the Muhajirin. Dhul Bijadain radiyallahu anhu frequently recited the Quran and would recite it aloud in the mosque. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said of him,
"Innahu awwah."
He is one who is deeply devoted to Allah. He went out with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam on the expedition to Tabuk, and he prayed to Allah for martyrdom. He died in that expedition. May Allah be pleased with him. Dhul Bijadain radiyallahu anhu is famous for his moving story of embracing Islam, his detachment from worldly life for the sake of Allah, and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's great gesture at his burial. His name was Abdul Uzza, but the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam changed it to the name Abdullah. Abdullah, known as Dhul Bijadain, was an orphan from the tribe of Muzayna. Raised by his uncle used to give him gifts and treat him kindly. When his uncle learned that Abdullah had embraced Islam, he said to him, quote, "If you do this and follow the deen of Muhammad, I will take everything I have given you." Abdullah replied, "I am Muslim." So his uncle took everything he had given him, even stripping him of his clothes. Abdullah went to his mother, who cut her cloak in two. He used one half as a loincloth and the other as a cloak. The next morning, Dhul Bijadain prayed the Salah of Fajr with the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. After the Salah, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and asked, "Who are you?" Looked around to see who had come to him, as was his custom. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw Abdullah and asked,
"Man ant?"
"Who are you?" Abdullah replied, "I am Abdul Uzza." The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said,
"Anta Abdullah Dhul Bijadain, falzam babi."
"You are Abdullah Dhul Bijadain. Stay at my door." So Abdullah stayed at the door. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam frequently glorified Allah, magnified him, and declared his oneness. Umar asked, quote, "O Messenger of Allah, is he a prince?" The Prophet replied,
"دعه عنك فإنه أحد الأواهين."
"Leave him be, for he is one of the most devout." Dhul Bijadain accompanied the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and lived with him. He was a devout and virtuous man, frequently reciting the noble Quran. He passed away during the lifetime of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Al-A'mash narrated on the authority of Abu Wa'il, on the authority of Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu anhu, that he said, "As if I see the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam during the battle of Tabuk at the grave of Abdullah Dhul Bijadain with Abu Bakr radiyallahu anhu and Umar radiyallahu anhu lowering him into it." The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said,
"Adniya minni akhakuma."
"Bring your brother closer to me." So he took him from the direction of the Qibla until he placed him in his grave. Then the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam left, and they, Abu Bakr and Umar, took over the task. When he finished burying him, he faced the Qibla, raising his hands and saying,
"Allahumma inni amsaytu anhu radiyan farda an."
"O Allah, I was pleased with him this evening, so be pleased with him." Ibn Mas'ud said, "By Allah, I wish I were in his place, and I had embraced Islam 15 years before him." It was also narrated through another chain of transmission that Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu said, "By Allah, I wish I were the one in the grave." Muhammad ibn Ishaq reported that he died during the battle of Tabuk. He narrated from Muhammad ibn Ibrahim ibn al-Harith on the authority of Ibn Mas'ud regarding his death. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam prayed for him, as he previously mentioned, and said, "Abdullah ibn Mas'ud said, I wish I had been the one in the grave." This was narrated by the three compilers of a hadith. O Allah, by your mercy, be pleased with us and gather us with the master of the first and the last of the ummah, the Prophet ﷺ, and his noble and blessed companions. May Allah be pleased with them all.